From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We're live. Thank you for joining us. It is the 12th day of the 12th month of 2010. On this live Sunday broadcast, we're going to be here for the next 2 hours, and we're going to open the phones up coming up at the bottom of the hour. The toll-free number to join us is 888-201-2244, but again, we'll open the phone system coming up at the bottom of the hour a few minutes before, 888-201-2244. But I want to fire out all the topics and issues that I want to discuss so we can get your take on them. You're always welcome to call in with your question, your comment, your view, if you agree, if you disagree, as long as it's civil. We'd love to hear from you. I talk about having a lot of frustration because I study how the world really works. I study what the Trilateral Commission, the United Nations, the Council on Foreign Relations, the RAND Corporation state. And these are the groups that run our planet. And they talk about their disgust and how they detest us, how they want a planetary regime to cut off our resources, to make us dependent on government so we can be exterminated in an orderly fashion. And then I attempt to come and just get the public to even admit that there is a global elite who are undemocratic and who have taken control via fraud and who socialize the grassroots wealth to consolidate power under their own hands. And I get told that doesn't exist. Well, I thought I would go over some source documents and some mainstream media admissions today dealing with that. Here's the New York Times. A secretive banking elite rules trading in derivatives. And that's out of the New York Times. Now, this is nothing new for our audience, but it's this shift where now they just throw it in your face and say, yeah, a secret group runs it. There's a world government, but it's for your own good. That's coming up. Bernie Madoff's son, Mark, commits suicide. If you believe he committed suicide, you probably believe a lone gunman killed JFK. We're going to be talking about that coming up. Police probe Stockholm blast as act of terrorism. Looks like another staged provocateur event. Even Geraldo Rivera last week debated O'Reilly and explained how all these previous dud bombings have been provocateured. Amazing to see him going that far. He's on fire these days. I've been quite a critic of the Stromboli mustached individual. But we're going to be discussing that. Also, new TSA outrages. WikiLeaks backlash, the first global cyber war has begun, claim hackers. And guys, look at prisonplanet.com. He was set to have it ready by showtime. Watson has discovered and talked to friends and family in Europe that the European version and the UK version of Amazon, the biggest online retailer on the globe, is down as promised by Anonymous, the group wanting to punish them. And there it is. Print that for me, guys. Thank you. Breaking news. WikiLeaks hacktivists shut down Amazon's European websites. Assange supporters make good on threat to exact revenge for website closure. I think that's Drudge Report material right there, but who knows? I think that's pretty newsworthy. Update. Amazon's website have just come back online. The downtime was a good 2 hours. Twitter is still raging on the issue. But Paul and Steve are in the UK. They've got family in France and have confirmed on the continent of Western Europe, that sector of the continent, Europa, and out into Albion or England, Britannia, they've had the same problem. So we're going to be breaking that down. A huge in hacker lore. This is one of the biggest. I got to say it's bigger, though, hacking the East Anglia emails where they're all, yeah, we're taking over. It's all fraud. The Earth's getting cooler. They'll never figure that out. We're going to get massive tax money off this. You know, last November of last year that induced yours truly to pop champagne live on air. I knew that was going to be mega big, and that's brought down their entire fraud. By the way, we have more news on that. You know, in the UN report for this current meeting going on in Mexico, the UN wants forced relocation for environmental reasons. And that's actually in a Guardian article as well, dealing with the United States. Forced relocations here in the U.S., that's coming up, and a lot more. The true nature of government, who rules our planet, and how to take government back for the people. It's all coming up on the other side of this quick break, InfoWars.com.
Diamond Gusset is... Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Breaking on this live Sunday edition, the 12th day of December 2010. This year is very long in the tooth now. Hard to believe 2010 is almost over. Seems like it started 5 minutes ago. Big breaking news at PrisonPlanet.com. We have confirmed that a group known as Anonymous has hacked and brought down for at least 2 hours today the Amazon.com servers of the continent of Western Europe, at least the Western area of the continent of Europe, Germany, France, you name it, and, of course, the UK, Ireland, Scotland, on some of the busiest shopping days of the year. In fact, this weekend is the most busy shopping day online because most stores and shops online cannot guarantee shipping if it's not in by this Monday or Tuesday. It's the same thing with our online video bookstore at Infowars.com. Folks have to get any book or T-shirt or documentary film orders in by Friday to have it guaranteed to be shipped to them. But the point is, this is one of the busiest times of the year, obviously going into Christmas. We have the London Guardian report here. WikiLeaks backlash, the first global cyber war has begun, claims hackers. They swore to bring down Visa, MasterCard, and, of course, Amazon last week. And now they've done it. There's been major slowdowns in Visa and MasterCard. Stores reporting, according to the AP and others, that at times credit cards are not working. Also, they are confirming that Julian Assange WikiLeaks was hosted on Amazon.com's CDN servers. You can buy server space with Amazon for content distribution network type server systems, similar systems to what we use here at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com, but we don't buy our CDN time through Amazon. And when they kicked him off without a judge, without a jury, Lieberman called up and ordered him to do it. Lieberman admits he routinely calls YouTube and orders stuff down. Who needs a judge? Who needs a jury? Who needs a court? Who needs due process? If Joe Lieberman says it, it happens. And if there's another congressman, who I'm going to talk about later in the broadcast, Congressman Cohen, if he doesn't like something like Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory on True TV, the episode I consulted on and appeared in Friday's episode as well on BP, but the FEMA camp police state episode, the Threat Fusion Center martial law episode, he just called up and had that removed from television as well. So that's the new America where I guess people in government like Jay Rockefeller, he's been calling for censorship. 3 weeks ago, he called to, quote, ban Fox News. Regardless of what you think of Fox News, when he gets up in a committee hearing and Jay Rockefeller says, I want to shut down Fox News, and now the FCC commissioner, that's what a commissar is in Russian, I guess, is a commissioner. So our American commissar went on BBC a week ago. We played the clip here. If you don't believe me, just search FCC commissioner says, in free speech on radio, print, and TV. And he just came right out and said, we played the clip. I couldn't believe it. He said, what you've seen in media and the freedom is an aberration and will end. So this is getting more and more insane. Here is the breaking news. Breaking news. WikiLeaks hacktivist shut down Amazon's European websites. Assange supporters make good on threat to exact revenge for website closure. Update, Amazon's website is back up in Europe, but very slow. And I would go on to add that the downtime was a good 2 hours. That is huge on one of the busiest shopping days of the year. Twitter is still raging on the issue. And Paul Watson, again, lives in England, just north of London, and he's been trying to buy Christmas presents all day for his folks who are coming into town next week for Christmas, and he can't order anything for them all day, he said. So that's confirmed. It was down. It appears that WikiLeaks activists have made good on their threat to take down one of the Internet's global behemoths. Amazon's European websites are down and inaccessible, costing the company untold millions. One of the busiest shopping days of the year in the run-up to Christmas, firing the biggest salvo, and the hacktivists have dubbed a new cyber war. WikiLeaks supporters have seemingly exacted revenge for Amazon removing Julian Assange, he's the front man, Patsy's website for George Soros, for its cloud of network servers at the behest of Joe Lieberman's Senate Homeland Security Committee 10 days ago. Catching you up to speed, it is entirely possible that Anonymous and 4chan hacking group could be behind the downtime. The group, which has tossed attacks at MasterCard, Visa, PayPal since the arrest of WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange, has claimed in part that it would target Amazon. It was widely known that WikiLeaks was using an Amazon DNS service, and Amazon then pulled the site from its servers due to the activities, reports The Next Web. Watson goes on to report he was personally trying to buy Christmas presents around 8 p.m. GMT on the Amazon.co.uk. The website became increasingly lethargic before it went down altogether. Amazon's websites in France, Germany, Italy also all fell offline at time of writing, although Amazon.com is still accessible at the present time. So they are knocking those down. That is certainly big news. And all of these companies are quoted. In fact, here's the Financial Times of London headline. I'll show PrisonPlanet.tv viewers a document cam shot of that. Anonymous cyber warriors stun experts. And it goes on. Internet subscribers rarely make front page news, or Internet subcultures rarely make front page news. But when the mysterious forces of Anonymous took it upon themselves to attack opponents on WikiLeaks, the whistleblowing website, their success took everyone, not least the victims, Visa, MasterCard, and PayPal by surprise. This year, now notice, this year has seen military and security experts often warn about the prospects of cyber war. Few expected the most prominent assailants against large companies to come from a scattered group of anarchists and idealists who, with no identifiable leader, membership, or nationality. The loose internet grouping calls itself Anonymous. That's just a cover name for anybody who's mad to attack somebody online, who has been notorious in web circles for years, particularly for its apparently random attacks on the music industry. No, they're mad about their surveillance of the web. Kiss singer Gene Simmons, YouTube, and the Scientologist. It willfully illiterate grammar and black humor has permeated the internet far beyond the 4chan message board, which originally spawned it. And it just goes on from there. Yeah, it stunned the Pentagon that warned us that a cyber attack was coming. I have been saying for 2 years, just like I said there'd be some staged attacks or foiled attacks right before the November election to help the Democrats. And sure, they still got beat, but they it got some of their polls up and helped them keep a few of their seats. That wasn't just Alex Jones saying that. Oh, sure, I talked about it a year or so before. White House advisors, Clinton advisors like Robert Shapiro and others, all wrote editorials saying Obama needs terror attacks to look strong, or Obama needs to save us from terror attacks to look strong. And then they came along. Now, I've been saying over and over again, to get the Cybersecurity Act passed, which the lame duck session's trying to pass right now, they are going to need massive cyber attacks. And we know the Pentagon has admitted that they've launched cyber attacks against themselves. We know that the Stuxnet worm, still infesting computer systems all over the East, was launched by a consortium of Israel and the Pentagon. That's been in the Jerusalem Post. Now, Senator Rockefeller, Senator Lieberman, and others have been scurrying around saying because of the Stuxnet worm launched 2 months ago, they need cybersecurity and, quote, the federal government or Obama kill switch. That's admitted. So the so-called Western governments launch the Stuxnet. Then they come in and say, now we want to take your internet freedom. That is a false flag, bona fide, in your face, red-handed right there. Now, you look at George Soros' right-hand man openly funding WikiLeaks with the Open Society Group. You look at Cass Sunstein, the White House regulation czar, who called to infiltrate the web, to stage events on the web as a pretext to shut it down, posing as activist. He said this 3 years ago, being behind and involved with WikiLeaks. You can see what's happening. I'll break it down when we come back. Then even bigger news. Stay with us. Key show today. Keep broadcasting.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is an urgent message. Do not be deceived by counterfeit signs that are staged in an attempt to change the set times. You know it is the time of punishment when they proclaim themselves to be God and His Christ through their blood and DNA. They are traitors and enemies of God and comprise 6.66% of the real population numbers of the U.S., 14.3 million. Assemble against them, for the Lord's purpose is to destroy them. Some will cooperate, others will be in defiance, for it is written, some will die by the sword, those remaining will go into captivity, exile. Plunder their wealth. Immediately cease their endless wars. Oust them from their lofty purchase. Self-appointed positions, the generals and low-ranking traitors, and all among us who plot to destroy this nation, come out from them. Do not obey their unlawful orders. For further instructions, go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you want to get away from additives and preservatives in your food? Need alternatives to conventional food preparation? Do you want to save the fruits of your gardening labor? And are you looking for an excellent gift idea? Then check out the Excalibur Dehydrator. Dehydration is one of the healthiest, most cost-effective, and fun ways to feed yourself and your family. Make healthy snacks like fruit roll-ups and beef jerky. Store healthy food in case of an emergency with no added salts, fats, or preservatives. And save hundreds of dollars by drying it yourself with the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator comes with an industry-leading exclusive 10-year warranty. And when you order, you'll receive a free book filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free for a limited time. Just mention coupon code GCN. Learn more and order your Excalibur Dehydrator today at drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Drying123.com. Or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Season's greetings and health and wellness from Excalibur Dehydrator.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Okay, so they've got the cybersecurity legislation lined up. The government admits they are already surveilling your credit card purchases in real time, violating federal and state law. It's a felony every time they do it. Oh, but it's done to protect you. Then we get the internal Homeland Security documents, and 95% or more of all of Homeland Security is for American citizens, gun owners, returning veterans, libertarians, Ron Paul supporters, Bob Barr supporters. This is treason. This is what you would expect from a group of villains, offshore mega corporations coming in and buying up our government, and then using it as a tool to suck the people dry of their wealth through corporate welfare. But continuing, I'm not saying there aren't some real anonymous hackers that are mad at Amazon and MasterCard and PayPal shutting off Julian Assange. But look at the timing. Right when they want to pass all this legislation, right when the government starts saying, watch, there's about to be a cyber war, magically one starts. And then MasterCard and Amazon and others are amazed at how sophisticated these attacks are. Think about that. And, oh, now because of Assange, they're introducing legislation where the U.S. government can grab any foreigner they want and take them back here for treason charges, for espionage charges. You notice Sarah Palin, and I don't like to attack Sarah Palin. I mean, I don't think she's evil at heart, but she said our ally is North Korea 2 weeks ago, and then this week she came out and said that Julian Assange is being un-American. Well, he's not an American, okay? Julian Assange is from Australia. I hate to tell Sweetie Pie that. I hate to tell Cupcake that. But that's what's going on here. And now they've got legislation to, A, you get leaked anything from government, which the press has always been able to do, on Nixon, on the government injecting black people with syphilis to kill them. You get that as the New York Times or 590 AM in Austin or as Alex Jones at Infowars.com. And you publish it, you get life in prison and multi-million dollar fines. That's the bills they've got introduced. Oh, and the Pentagon's got to surveil all the internet now and watch you all in real time and create this army of cyber spies because of Julian Assange. And then I look at Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, who wrote papers saying that they want to arrest conspiracy theorists. And he went on to say, what is a conspiracy theorist? This is the regulation czar. You can read his quotes. It's been in mainstream news. Everybody knows about this. I mean, it's been talked about everywhere. And the media goes, oh, that's reasonable. If you don't believe in man-made global warming, you go to jail. If you don't believe the official 9/11 story, you go to jail. This is what's being proposed. Well, Sunstein separately says in his papers at the White House and at Harvard previously and at the Chicago School. He wrote papers for all of them, the White House, Harvard, and Chicago University. And Sunstein said the mainstream media and government have no credibility. People don't believe us anymore. This is a paper to the government. We've been caught lying so much. So we'll go out and pose as activists to both act ridiculous and discredit the internet, but also to stage crises. Now, the first time WikiLeaks is ever in mainstream news is in early 2007. In fact, Matt Ryan, you printed that for me earlier in the week, and I showed it, but I don't have it now on the stack. Will you print me that Cass Sunstein WikiLeaks article that he wrote for the Washington Post 3 years ago? Thanks. Find it again. I want to show it to folks, and I'll give them the headline. And he introduces it as this great organization with Julian Assange and these Chinese anti-communist activists. And look, I don't like the communist Chinese, don't get me wrong, but those Chinese activists are admitted CIA assets and agents. And Cass Sunstein is admittedly hooked up with all this, and he's hooked up at the beginning of WikiLeaks. And then I have the real founder on a few days ago, John Young, who the New York Observer called the original WikiLeaker. He's the guy that registered the name for them. There it is. It's A Brave New Wiki World by Cass R. Sunstein. That's the Washington Post headline if you want to read him, telling you how great it is. So he's now the White House regulations czar. Then I get the original WikiLeaker on, John Young, and he said, look, I found out that it was, you know, basically Soros-type connected and was hooked into intelligence and was a front, and they're going to bring out even bigger and bigger stuff now, and they're going to use it to surveil the web and then start taking it over and then finally shut it down. He said it'll take years. And boy, is he right. They're doing it incrementally. So I got the real founder of WikiLeaks agreeing with me. I've got all the evidence. I've got George Soros' right-hand man with Soros money funding WikiLeaks on record. Mr. Halperin, you cannot make this up. So people are like, well, then why is Assange in jail for doing something that's not illegal? Well, that's the whole point. They're burning their patsy. Just like they burned Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh. When you read Operation Northwoods that ABC News, Associated Press, Baltimore Sun reported on, you just type into a search engine, U.S. government had planned to terrorize U.S. cities as pretext for war with Cuba. In fact, let's put that on screen. Pentagon is another headline. Pentagon's plan to terrorize U.S. cities. It'll come up. They wanted to hijack jets by remote control, crash them, stage bombings, stage shootings, and then they even describe how to frame patsies in it. And this stuff's all public. Why do you think somebody leaked Northwoods about a year before 9/11 out of the NSA? It wasn't supposed to be declassified. It was crammed in into another declassification. It was no accident. They were warning you, and now I've talked to people inside government. That's all I can say. That was released to warn you about it. What, I'm supposed to not question 9/11? I'm not supposed to question WikiLeaks because I have all the proof? So this is a 9/11 against the free internet, a 9/11 against the free press, and now they've got O'Reilly, they've got the former governor of Arkansas, Huckabee, saying, execute Assange. What about his handlers? They've got congressmen talking about indicting people in the New York Times. They're not going to be indicted. This is a stage deal. They want to just set the precedent to shut down free speech in this country, and they'll do it with a playboy who's unpopular like Assange. And let me just say, Glenn Beck, I got a lot of issues with him, but I got to commend him. He's changed his mind about WikiLeaks, and he said, this guy looks like a dirtbag, but if you let him burn Assange, they're going to burn free speech. Something's going on with Beck, man. I mean, O'Reilly, ugh, give me a break. I mean, Beck is being more and more honest. But what, a month ago, Beck came out and said the government's going to stage a new Oklahoma City to blame it on conservatives in America. Absolutely true. Because you got White House officials saying, gee, it'd be great to have an Oklahoma City and blame it on him. But look, the truth is the truth is the truth. I've covered WikiLeaks now. The biggest news is coming up when we get back. I mean, this is bombshell info. It all ties together with how the shadow government's operating, who owns it, and how we stop them, then your phone calls, then a bunch of other news on the economy, you name it.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality. at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alley C. Why Alley C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alley C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alley C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alley C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alley C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alley C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alley C. For more information and to order Alley C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alley C today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
But an illustration of the reach of this radio broadcast, Muse, one of the number one rock bands in the world, you know, they're in the top five right now. You go to their website, and Bellamy has been on the show before. The only links they have are to InfoWars and Prison Planet on their news, recommended news section. And then the one time I had Bellamy on, I was so stupid I didn't get his actual number. I got the Austin number and never got Bellamy back on. I want to get the Muse frontman back on the transmission. Getting back to the WikiLeaks situation briefly, and then I'm going to get into this bombshell info and then your phone calls. It's very simple. You've got to decide. Do you want to live in a free society or a society of tyranny? We didn't have government secrets until 1940s. And then with 1947, they set up the National Security Act. And the federal government was supposed to declassify everything every 10 years. Then they made it every 20. They said, oh, let us operate in total secrecy. We promise we won't ship drugs in. We promise we won't do insider trading or have, you know, all sorts of scams running. Just trust us to have trillions of dollars in the aggregate and everything will be fine. and now our country's bankrupt and offshore megabanks run our nation secretly. And they're telling us we owe them hundreds and hundreds of trillions of dollars that Congress has researched and has explained is owed by the banks, not by the people. So if we shut down the free speech of WikiLeaks, and if we persecute media outlets that have reported on the leaks, then freedom is over and the press is dead in the West. And it's that simple. But on top of it, if criminal elements in the government want to have cybersecurity take over the web, want to pass legislation to start arresting bloggers and people that release information the government doesn't like, whether it's troops massacring people or insider trading, it doesn't matter. If we allow them to do that, if we allow them to set the precedent, they can get away with anything. And that's what's happening here. We need more transparency, not less transparency. But of course, the government and the criminal elements within it that are at right at this time trying to take the web over, trying to openly end free speech, trying to pass these draconian laws to persecute people, magically an organization we know funded by U.S. government, filled with CIA assets on record, filled with high-level George Soros people, releases a bunch of information, most of it that's a bunch of regurgitated propaganda. What, just because something comes from the State Department, it's supposedly true? Some of the most brainwashed people are government. You ought to see the stuff the military and police have sent me. Well, you have seen a lot of it. The different reports and brainwashing they're given by the feds, where they demonize the Constitution, the Founding Fathers, gun ownership, tell cops if somebody's a libertarian, they're a terrorist. I mean, it's a bunch of baloney. And they're classifying everything now. They've made all the TSA workers be under secret security clearances now, so they can't speak out and defend themselves or talk about the things they've seen. They can't complain about radiation exposure from the machines. They can't unionize properly and say they don't want to stick their hands down people's pants. I talked about that months ago when they made the TSA workers secret government agents, and now they're in the news complaining that they can't speak up for themselves in the workplace because they're under national security. That's what all this is about. It's a license to be engaged in criminal activity. We've played the clips of former Fed Chairman Greenspan on Lair NewsHour saying, look, we're the fourth branch of government. We're private. Congress cannot control us. We can do whatever we want. Because you say so? The World Trade Organization, a private group set up 15 years ago, has more power over our trade than Congress? I mean, here's a New York Times article, and this leads into what I'm about to cover. Here's a New York Times article today. Now, listen to this. We would talk about this years ago and be laughed at. It's the Plunge Protection Team, and it's a private group of bankers with government power. Now, I'd talk about this 10, 15 years ago and get laughed at, even though I had all the documents. Now it's in the New York Times today by Lewis Story. A secretive banking elite rules trading in derivatives. Now, derivatives, literally, in almost every case, are totally fake, counterfeit financial instruments. That's why you're having to pay trillions of dollars into secretive banks, or they will destroy the economy. They will pull the plug and bring in martial law. That's what Henry Paulson threatened Congress with 2 years ago in October, over 2 years ago, 26 months ago. We broke that. We had congressmen on about the martial law threat, and for 3 days the media made fun of us saying it wasn't true and that I wasn't interviewing real congressmen until it came out in the Associated Press. People can't believe this. It's like 12, 14 years ago when I told you every person in the Western world has their blood taken secretly and put in Pentagon and UN databases. Now people sued because they heard my show here in Austin. They got the documents and found out it is a Pentagon DNA database. That's what I'm talking about. Stop being so gullible. Here's the New York Times telling you how great it is that there's a secretive banking elite that controls the stock market and derivatives and manipulates everything. For your safety, of course. What industry is the only industry making record profits right now? Record. In the history of banking, it's the big six mega banks. All the other banks, massively going under. Second biggest collapse of banks since the Great Depression. I mean, there's scores of banks going belly up every week. And who controls the regulators that come in and shut them down? Some are even healthy banks. It's the six mega banks. And they say that here in the article. Aren't we lucky we have these guys? 1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion, conservatively. Impossible to pay. We don't owe it, but they're saying we're going to pay it. Reading the statements of Mr. Calhoun, if that's how you pronounce it. In fact, guys, for me, pull up the head of the Irish Central Bank, that BBC headline, foreign banks to own Ireland. He comes out and says, oh, we want to be run by foreign banks. And then it comes out just like in Iceland and in Greece, almost all the debt is not owed by the people. They're not insolvent. It's owed by the banks. The banks create this derivatives bubble of 1.5 quadrillion, buy up most of the infrastructure, then tell the public on the way down in the Ponzi scheme, you've got to pay this Ponzi scheme off. These guys make Bernie Madoff, whose son just committed suicide yesterday. If you believe that, I got a bridge I'll sell you. You believe Ken Lay the day before he was going to go to prison had a heart attack? Sure. You believe Easter bunnies went to the moon? A secretive banking elite rules trading and derivatives. Oh, this is the New York Times. On the third Wednesday of every month, the nine members of the elite Wall Street Society gather in Midtown Manhattan. The men share a common goal. To protect. Oh, aren't they? They're like Superman. They go into phone booths and change out of their business suits into Wonder Woman outfits. The men share a common goal to protect the interest, like the NASDAQ founder Bernie Madoff or Ken Lay. They want to protect you. They care. They're so... The men share a common goal to protect the interest of big banks in the vast market for derivatives, one of the most profitable and controversial fields in finance. It was these head bankers that controlled the government in 99 under Clinton that got the rules changed to do this. And now they control the market secretly. It's totally rigged, but they tell you to go invest in it. And then we get the Timberwolf Goldman Sachs emails where they're calling their customers moron idiots and we're selling them total bleep. I can't say it on air. And ha, ha, ha. It's so funny. Oh, and all your taxes are going to be paid to them. The men share a common goal to protect the interest of big banks in the vast market for derivatives, one of the most profitable and controversial fields in finance. They also share a common secret. The details of their meetings, even their identities, have been strictly confidential. Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America. Oh, we'll be right back. Stay with us. Key info coming up.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Becoming a modern smoker is now easier and more cost-effective, thanks to LeSig. Traditional smokers the world over love LeSig. E-cigarettes with a look, feel, and taste of real cigarettes, but without the nasty smoke, ashes, or stains. LeSig is powered by revolutionary microelectronic technology. A small, rechargeable battery and unique replaceable cartridge provide all the satisfaction and benefits of smoking without the smoke and all the hazards. See the large variety of LeSig e-cigarette supplies and accessories at LeSig.com. That's L-E-C-I-G. LASIG.com. LASIG is competitively priced, comes with the best customer service, a 30-day warranty, and satisfaction guaranteed. What a great gift idea. For a 10% discount, mention GCN when you call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Ask for fast, free, same-day shipping. Order online at LASIG.com and use promo code GCN at checkout. That's LASIG.com. LASIG, for today's modern smoker.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30 and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E Military.com or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
So they know that the American people got a partial audit of the private Federal Reserve passed this year, spearheaded by Ron Paul, who's now the head of the banking committee that can subpoena the private Federal Reserve and under the Constitution abolish it. Congress controls the issuance of currency and credit. Doesn't matter if the private bankers who hijacked our country 97 years ago with the Federal Reserve Act tell us they're God, tell us they're above the law. They're not. But most people go, well, it's an old man in a suit. We better do what he says. Old men don't rob us. Just look at Bernie Madoff. Look at Ken Lay. So now they come out knowing that even more audits are coming, full audits. We already learned trillions. First it was a trillion, then two, then three, to foreign banks and U.S. media. Turns out MSNBC is basically funded by the U.S. government. Oh, you don't like government-run health care? You are a racist. That's what the feds are saying. Oh, Rand Paul, he's evil. Government-funded TV. Secretly. That came out last week. And so now they're just basically trying to beat us to the punch. Okay, secret group runs the stock market and derivatives. It's insider deal. It's like a casino. But you can find plenty of idiots to go bet on the casino. Drawn from giants like J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, the bankers form a powerful committee that helps oversee trading and derivatives. Yeah, they wrote the law to allow it. Oh, the foxes are overseeing the chickens. Oh, look at that fox snuggling that chicken with its fangs in its neck, drinking its blood. Oh, it's so sweet. It's good to have the wolves guarding the sheep. Drawn from giants like J.P. Morgan Chase, Goldman Sachs, and Morgan Stanley, the bankers form a powerful committee that helps oversee trading and derivatives, instruments which, like insurance, are used to hedge risk. Oh, the derivatives hedge our risk. They didn't cause a problem. There's not over $1,000 trillion of them. The bankers created that they want us to pay off for them. Remember Ireland a decade ago? It was the big success story. They cut their taxes there. Their economy exploded. And then 2 years ago, they tried to force them to join the EU, which is a receivership arm of these same banks. And they voted it down. So they voted for it again this year. And the polls all showed it was going to lose, but magically it won. And they went from the wealthiest, fastest growing country per capita in Europe to the one of the poorest now. And here is an article out of Reuters. This is from last year, September 27th. Why Ireland is bailing out foreign banks. So they've got it right. It's a bailout. But then you go to the news story from last month. It says Irish Republic banks for sale. And they have the bank head of Ireland, of their private central bank who runs the country, Mr. Hunahan. He says, I've been an advocate for many years of the value for small countries to have foreign owners for their banks. So, oh, and then it comes out in the news that almost all the debt is owed by the banks in investments they've made, but the Irish get to have their taxes raised, their benefits cut, their Social Security cut, their veterans benefits cut to pay the bankers. The same thing came out in Iceland, but the Icelanders said no to it. And then it came out, oh, almost all that debt's owed by the private banks, not by the bankers, because they've taken over our governments and written the laws to be able to get away with this. But just because you change a law to get away with fraud doesn't mean it's still not illegal. You could change a law saying the president can, play polo with children's heads. It doesn't mean that that's not called tyranny and that somebody like Ceausescu needs to get in trouble or Adolf Hitler. So I've covered that. Next hour, I'll open the phones up. Here's the toll-free number. It's 888-201-2244, 888-201-2244. We'll get you up and on the air again, 888-201-2244. We are live. But you've seen the takeover of the web happening with the Stage WikiLeaks situation. To make it look bona fide and real, they're burning their front man, Patsy, when it's really run by Soros-connected people and Cass Sunstein at the White House and the CIA. This is how they're going to try to take our liberties, just like they staged terror attacks physically to take our liberties. Now they're staging cyber attacks, and I have no doubt it's probably big private corporations hacking Amazon and others right now to bring them down. Then they'll take all of our rights in the name of it. Now continuing. Look at this stack of key news. And I'm going to cover this first before I get to new developments. Here is the New York Times, December 5th, 2008. And what spurred me to have this epiphany today? I was on one of my YouTube videos checking views. I noticed a comment on the Alex Jones channel of the hundreds of millions of views we have on YouTube in the last few years. And the commenter was saying, Alex is a complete liar. The Queen of England doesn't run Canada. They've never suspended Parliament. He is a liar. There's no governor general. But the next commenter said, really, here's the New York Times headline. I searched it, pulled it up, remembered the article. On Friday, I talked about how, just like we have shadow banking groups that really run our government, and our Congress is basically more and more ceremonial, they could take back their rightful power through the people anytime. Or that other article I just covered about big private mega banks meeting secretly and staging the markets. And I see this all the time. People will just say I'm lying about something when it's publicly available because it's come out. Many of them are paid for. The government admits they have tens of thousands of people, this is mainstream news, on the web attacking anybody that's against the Federal Reserve, anybody that criticizes corruption. And you better believe, of all the folks fighting the globalists, we're the most effective, so it's happening to us. But, see, people know how to check it now, and they find out I'm not lying. But there's this meme on the Internet that they just pump. Alex is a liar. Alex is a liar. Or Alex covers UFOs, which I don't do. Or Alex works for this group or that group. It's all lies. But every time I'm on CBC radio or Canadian radio or TV, live, I bring this up and it's like a glaze comes over them. Same thing on Australian TV or radio I've been on. They can't believe it, even though it's true. They think they're democratic. They think they elect their parliament. But if their parliament doesn't do exactly what they want, the Queen of England, from my research, probably the second richest family on earth, their real name, Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, Elizabeth of Saxe-Coburg-Gotha, it's a German royal family. If they don't do exactly what she says, and this has happened in Australia in the 70s and in other possessions of England, Commonwealth. She's the biggest landowner in the world, biggest oil company, BP, Dutch Royal Shell. She owns that with her cousin, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands. They come in and shut it down. Now, I talk about this, and Canadians and Australians cannot hear it. It just totally blows them away. But here it is. New York Times. Canadian leader shuts down Parliament. Canada's, and he's a Bilderberg Group member, who's openly called for world government. Canada's parliamentary opposition reacted with outrage on Thursday after Prime Minister Stephen Harper shut down the legislature until January 26, seeking to forestall a no-confidence vote that he was sure to lose. See, they're the parties. You elect the representatives, then they appoint the president or prime minister. Kind of like until the 17th Amendment, state legislatures, you vote for them, then they vote for the U.S. senator. The state then controls the senator. Now they're popularly elected. And so they were going to vote him out. They had the votes, and the Queen came in, and it's in the article, and said, no, she has veto. The Queen. Now, they teach everybody the Queen has no power. I've done the research. This woman owns and controls more than 40 countries. Harper acted after getting the approval of Governor General Michelle Jean, who represents Queen Elizabeth II as the nation's head of state. See? And she's got, it's not ceremonial. She got the power. It's the parliament that's ceremonial. Now, we have the same private Federal Reserve, by the way, through the Bank of England. It's one of the biggest stockholders. They haven't had a real audit of it since the 40s, but we know that the Bank of England owns as much at least as the Federal Reserve. See, we are owned by her and her cousin, Queen Beatrix. They've taken us over through fraud. Realize it. If you don't face it, we can't stop them. Listen to this. Harper acted after getting the approval of Governor General Michelle Jean, who represents Queen Elizabeth II as the nation's head of state. In his request, he had been rejected. He would have had to choose between stepping down or facing the no-confidence vote. But the Queen of England gave the order. The Queen of England. And the Queen of England owns the largest stock in the Federal Reserve that runs our country, who you write your income tax. Look, and if you don't believe the Queen has power, we had to have a war with her ancestor, King George III, in 1776 to get the little bit of freedom we got, and they came back in 1913 and took over. Now, face it, we can get the country back or be slaves. It's your choice.
Hi, Ted Anderson announcing a great way to listen to radio on the telephone. By calling 760-569-7700, you'll be hearing GCNLive.com programs in seconds. Come to GCNLive.com, find your favorite host's dedicated phone number, and hear them 24-7. You heard me right, every show has a dedicated phone number. Stop by GCNLive.com and bookmark their number today. And again, that's 760-569-7700. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.